Good morning. Today's daf is daf Nun Gimel. We were on Nun Beis Amud Beis. We're at the two dots here on Nun Beis Amud Beis. In the middle, Mishnah said, "V'im hayam akira." V'im hayam akira. If you would recognize this worn down coin, afilu li'achar shnei'masar chodesh, even after 12 months, he should accept it. So the Gemara asks, Heicha, where is this? Ibekrachin, if we're talking about the large cities, Hamrit ad shiarena l'shulchani. The man only has enough time to return it until he could have shown it to a money changer. But after that, if he waited, we say he waived his right of return. Ibekfarm, if it's in the villages, Hamrit ad arvish abasos. He said you only had until Fridays. Once a Friday would pass, after that he knows that it was worn down and he can't return it further. So Rav Chizda said, Midas Chasidus Shanukan. The Mishnah is saying that if a person is a tzaddik, if he's a very righteous man, and he sold a coin that was worn down, if he recognizes that's the coin that I sold, even though the time frame for the return has passed, he will still accept it back. Yahi, if so, what about the end of that Mishnah? Ema Seifa, Ein Lo Olav Elav Taromes. He only has a complaint against him. Leman, who has a complaint? Ila Chasid, if you say the pious man has a complaint, if he then tries to use this coin that he took back and it doesn't get accepted, all he has is a complaint. Lo Kabul Lo Kablu Minev Lo Taromes Tevele. Let him not accept it because it was just Chasidus for him to accept it back and he won't have complaints. Ela Leheich Te Kibla Minev. And if you say that there's the one who he took it from will have a complaint. Understand, once the chassid took it back from him, taromas tarhevele, how is he having any complaints? This is what it means. Ha'acher, but if somebody else is not a pious man and he doesn't want to accept it, he's entitled to say, listen, you lost the time frame to return the coin to me. The time has passed. You were mochel. You forgave. Okay, that's true. And ein lo olav elav taromes. That man, who though got the wrong coin, can have a complaint. He can have a complaint, but unfortunately, it's his loss because he waited too long to return. Okay, then the Mishnah said that if you have this coin that was worn down, and it's the amount that would be onah. Nos nala Ma'aser Sheni, a person can use it to fill it with the holiness of Ma'aser Sheni off of fruits. Ve'ino choshesh, he doesn't have to worry. She'ino ela nefesh ra'a. Because someone who would refuse to accept such a coin is just, not a nice guy, a guy who's not generous. Amar Rav Papa said, you see from this Mishnah, Shmami Na'a, Ha'iman de'mokem azuzi, a person who's very particular, and he won't take coins that are chipped or that are worn down a little bit. Mikri Nefesh Ra is called a person who's not generous. This would only be true when it's a coin that still is usable. In other words, it's a coin that people would accept. And he chooses not to accept it. That's a lack of generosity. But if it's a coin that's worn down so much, let's say, as we saw yesterday, it lost half of its value, and no one's accepting it, so then it wouldn't be not generous to say, I'm not taking it because I don't want to have a loss.
Like to call somebody Nefesh Ra'a, the Torah, the Halakha, saying that you have a week, you have time. Why did Jews become Ra'a?
Apparently, if it's basically usable, but it's the lack of generosity not to be the nice guy. In business, also, we're supposed to be generous.
Sure.
This Mishnah is approved to Chizkiah. Amar Chizkiah used to say, Balaport, if a person has this coin that is worn down a little bit, and now he wants to turn it into prutos, porto b'shavya. He turns it into prutos equal to what it's now actually worth, that it's been worn down. However, balachalala, if he wants to put maser sheni holiness onto it, mechalala biyafa, then he doesn't, let's say it was worn down, let's say it lost a third of its weight. He doesn't have to say it's only now worth 97 prutos. The face value is still 100 prutos, it's a dollar, so he still can put in 100 prutos worth of maser sheni into it. Lememer de savar chizke, does chizke a hold that you can use a coin that's worn down as if it's its full value? The mezazlin b'maiser sheni, in regards to maiser sheni, you don't have to treat maiser sheni with exactly the holy, you know, with exactly the value that it has. You can be a little bit, you know, generous with the maiser sheni. I've amar chizke, but chizke said maiser sheni sheni b'shava pruta. If you have maiser sheni grain, that's not even worth a pruta. So you can't put it onto a pruta. What you do is, omer hu v'chom sho, you say it in its fifth, because you're redeeming your ma'aser sheni, so you have to add another fifth. Mechulal al mos harishonos is now put into coins that I already made into having the holiness of ma'aser sheni. I had coins yesterday that I put, let's say, five prutos worth of ma'aser sheni into these five prutos. So now I have this two kernels. So I put these two kernels, their holiness, into those five prutos. Why? You know, it's impossible when you have grain that the grain is worth exactly five prutos. It's not really that so. You know, with grain, it's never precise. It's roughly five prutos. So there's some space in those prutos. Since there's space in those prutos, you can now put these prutos that are worth less than a mite, these grains worth less than a pruta, put their holiness into those earlier coins. So you see that every little bit matters, and you have to be precise. You can't say that, oh, you know, if the coin's worn down and it was worth 100, now it's worth 97. For Maaser Sheni, you can put 100 worth of value into it. You can just take it at its face value, regardless of what its weight value is. It's not true. Every little amount matters. So the Gemara answers, my biyafa, what did Chizkiya mean when he said that you can take a worn down coin and still consider it like a good coin? Bitoras yafa. What he meant was that you value it according to its good worth. In other words, it's been worn down, so you now treat it at what it is worth, worn down. Let's say it's now 97 pennies in this worn down dollar. And what the idea was, we don't have two leniencies in Maaser Sheni. In other words, we're not going to say that number one, Maaser Sheni, a coin that's not really worth a sella, is going to be treated like a full sella. Plus, that a coin that's really not that good of a coin is going to be accepted as a coin. Now, we don't have two leniencies. We just have the one leniency. Even though it's not such a good coin, we will accept it as a coin. We won't say it's asimon. We won't say it doesn't have a face anymore. It's not kesef sheyesh bo tzura. Okay, it is money, even though it's worn down. But we're not going to say that even after it was worn down, it's the same value that it was before it was worn down. We're not going to have two leniencies in the Maaser Sheni. Gufa, we had said earlier, Amar Chizkiya said that if you have produce of Maaser Sheni she'en bo shava pruta, you have a couple of kernels of Maaser Sheni that aren't even worth a pruta. So what do you do to take their holiness off? Where do you put it? Omer, you say, Huvachum shamuchulal almos arishonos. I'm taking it plus the fifth that I need to add and putting it into coins that I already made into having the holiness of Maaser Sheni. Because a person can't be precise with the value that he already put in. Maisvi, I'll challenge you. We learned in a Mishnah, we know truma is the grain. When a farmer has grain, he has to first take from the grain a certain amount and give it to the Kohen as a gift. That's called truma. It's lifted up grain. It's usually 2%. So the truma is holy, and only a Kohen can eat it. Bikurim is the first fruits that appear on the tree of the seven special fruits of the land of Israel. Let's say the first pomegranate in the orchard, the first grape cluster in the vineyard. They have to be brought to Yerushalayim and given as a gift to the Kohen in the Beit HaMikdash. So if these things were eaten by a non-Kohen, Chayavan Alein Misa, the non-Kohen who eats them, or a Kohen whose tummy who eats them, he deserves death. V'chomesh. But if he ate it by mistake, he has to give it back, plus add a fifth. V'asurim l'zarim. Non-Kohanim are not allowed to eat them. V'hein nichsei Kohen, they are the property of the Kohen. The Kohen can give it to a woman and marry her with it. However, when they get mixed in, when Shuma or Bikurim get mixed in with non-Shuma and Bikurim, we don't say that it loses its identity by a mere majority. It doesn't lose its identity even by 60 times. It loses its identity only by 100 times more. For Olin Be'echad Umeya, if I want the mixture not to have the status of Shuma, I need to have 100 times more non-Shuma than the Shuma. If I want it not to have the status of Bikurim, I have to have 100 times more of the non-Bikurim than the Bikurim. In addition, utuunin rechitzas yadayim. If you want to eat them, they require a washing of the hands. You can't eat it unless you wash your hands. In addition, v'herev shemesh. If someone was tamei, let's say he had an immersion of, he had seen some seed. So he goes to the mikvah, and then he has to have the sun set before he can eat them. All these laws are true both about Shuma and about Bikurim. But these laws are not true about Maaser Sheni. Maaser Sheni doesn't have to be eaten by Kohanim. Maaser Sheni, you don't need all of these other things. So my Mashenkin b'Maaser. So what does it mean that none of these laws apply to Maaser Sheni? Lav v'chlav. Presumably one of them is the Maaser Sheni batel beruba. Maaser Sheni is batel in a plain majority. We're saying that Truma and Bikurim need a majority of 100 times more. But Maaser Sheni doesn't need 100 times more. It just you have more of something else than the Maaser Sheni. It loses its identity. One second. If you're going to have the rule of Chizkia, namely, that Maaser Sheni, the holiness that's on these grains, can always be removed from these grains and put onto coins. And even if these grains are less than a pruta, you don't have any coin less than a pruta, you could still take the holiness of this less than a pruta and put it into pre-existing coins that have already been made holy. So then how could you have bittul? We have a rule that you only have the rule of the majority making the whole thing permitted, and that's the only way in which you can make it permitted. But if you have something which is, there's a way to make it permitted elsewhere, davar sheyesh lo matirim, that which has other ways of becoming permitted, there's no bittul to it. So for example, let's say a man made a neder. He said, this piece of meat is like carbon to me, I can't eat it. And then that piece of meat falls into a pot with 100 pieces of meat. We would not say that you could eat the pot because you can eat everything in the pot because the 100 overrules and overwhelms that one piece. Because we say, no, that one piece, why do you need the permissibility of bittul? Go to a chacham and remove the neder. The whole prohibition can be removed some other way. If the prohibition can be removed some other way, there's no rule of bittul. That's called davar sheyesh lo matirin, something which has another way of removing it. There's no bittul. So the Gemara is asking here, how could we say Maaser Sheni will become batel in a large majority? It doesn't even need 100, because it's not like Truma and Bikurim. It shouldn't become batel at all. Because if you say like Chizkia Maaser Sheni, whatever has the status of Maaser Sheni, you can always remove it. You can remove the holiness from the Maaser Sheni. Just put it onto coins. So if you could put it onto coins, why do you have to need bittul for to make this grain permitted? So in Yisrael, the Chizkia, if Chizkia is right, that Maaser Sheni, even small amounts you can remove. Havile davar sheyesh lo matir, Maaser Sheni, from which you can remove the holiness. Kol davar sheyesh, something which you can make permitted. So kol davar sheyesh lo matir, anything which you have a way to make it permitted. Afilu be'elef lo batil, even 1,000, it's not batil in it. So the Gemara says, Umi Maisa, how do you know you're reading that Brisa the right way? How do you know Damash Enkin Maisa that when the Brisa distinguishes between Maisa Sheni and Shuman Bikurim, it means that Shuman Bikurim need 100 times, whereas Maisa Sheni, Batu Baruba, Maisa Sheni just doesn't need 100 times, it just becomes nullified by a majority. Duma, maybe it means the other way, that Shuman and Bikurim become annulled by 100 times, and whereas Maisa Sheni, Duma Lo Batu Klal, doesn't become annulled at all. You can't say that. Because here in regards to Truma, Chumre de Chuma Katani. Right? It's listing all stringencies of Chuma. Chuma has a stringency that non-Kohanim can't eat it. Then it says, but not so Master Sheni. Because in other words, Master Sheni, non-Kohanim can eat. So, Kule de Chuma Lo Katani. It's not saying, but Chuma has a leniency that it can become batel in 100, whereas Master Sheni can't become batel at all. That's not fitting with all the other laws that are listed here. These are laws that are saying Chuma is stricter than Meiser Sheni.
How about 50 times, Rabbi? It's different rules than 100 times. The meat, I'm talking about.
50 times more than the Chuma would not annul the Chuma.
No, it would not.
Not the Chuma.
I go, I sell my fruit, I get money from the Kone.
Okay.
If I come back to Yerushalayim and by mistake, the guy that I'm coming to buy from him in Yerushalayim, I have to eat, telling me this fruit is not good. Mm-hmm. If I have, it's on up by him, by the guy that did it, but meantime, can I, what I'm going to do with this, I have to bring from my pocket this different, let's say, two protot is not good. I have to come with new protot for my money and go back to the other guy to tell him that he's giving me on a...
Depends. It depends how much it's worn down. It's all these issues. We just said that it's a midara ah, it's a nefesh ra'ah for someone to be particular.
The question is, you get $100. Mm-hmm. When you come, you have to buy with the $100 ochel in Yerushalayim.
Okay.
Now, $10 was mezuyah, was not good.
Okay.
Because that's what they gave me. I don't know.
Okay.
So now, if the guy that I'm coming to buy now said the $10 is not good,
right,
I have to take another $10 from my pocket to complete this $100?
Question.
I think not. No, it's these physical coins that have the holiness of Meister Sheni.
You can convert it to the coin, but you're not selling it to someone. You're just taking your own coin.
Yeah, yeah. But he's saying that the coins that you use... some of them were flawed. So going back to the Braisa. So the Gemara asks, for Katani, how could you say that the Braisa is only listing stringencies of Chuma? For Katani vein nichsei koin. It says there's a leniency here that Chuma and Bikurim belong to the Kohen. He can use them to marry a woman, whereas Meister Sheni doesn't belong to the person. So Gemara says, Lo Salka Zaitach, you can't think that the way to read the Braisa is that Meister Sheni is not Batal at all. The Tanya Behedja, because we have a Braisa that says explicitly that it is Batal. The Braisa says, Meister Sheni that gets into a mixture Batal Baruba, just the simple majority overwhelms it. Uveza Meister Sheni Amru, what Meister Sheni do we say becomes Batel? But Meister Sheni Shein Bo Shava Pruta. Meister Sheni that's not worth a Pruta. Or Meister Sheni Shenichnas LiYerushalayim VeYatza, Meister Sheni that was brought into Yerushalayim and then taken out, where you can't redeem it. So in other words, the Brice here says explicitly that sometimes you have Meister Sheni that you can't take the holiness off of it. And put it onto coins, and that's the Meister Sheni that can be annulled in a mixture, because it's not a davar sheyesh lamatirim. It's not something that has another way to become permitted. But if Chizkiah is right, that even Meister Sheni of less than a pruta you can put into coins, we have leila de Chizkiah. So now when you have Meister Sheni worth less than a pruta, you can do Chizkiah's solution, and you can put it into coins that had already gotten holiness of Meister Sheni. So why would the Braisa say that when you have coins worth less than a pruta, they become batel? When you have grain less than a pruta, it becomes batel in a mixture. It shouldn't become batel. It has the davar sheyesh lamatirim. Answers the Gemara, maybe the case of the Braisa was the lo parik, where the man who has these grains worth less than a pruta doesn't have any earlier money that he already filled with the holiness of Meister Sheni. So the Gemara says, okay, so if he doesn't why do you say that these grains worth less than a pruta are something which is prohibited and therefore it should become permitted? It's not a davar sheyesh lamatirim. And AC Meister Isle, let him bring this little amount of grain that he does have, the nitzar finhu, and bring it with, and mix it with other grain, with the other grain that he has, right? So let's say you have a couple of grains of mais or sheni that fall into a mixture. So then we have the brisa saying the majority overwhelms these grains. Why? You said because it's not a davar sheyesh lamatirim. It's not something which could become permitted because it's not enough. It's only a couple of grains. It's not a full coin. And he doesn't have pre-existing coins. All right, so what's the big deal? Let him bring other grain of mais or sheni, v'nitztarfinu, and have it next to this mixture and say, okay, now together these new grains with the grains that are in the mixture is already a pruta worth of mais or sheni. And once it's a pruta worth of mais or sheni, I'm going to take the holiness of this pruta off of the grain and onto coins, and then you have already, you've permitted these kernels. So why do you need the mixture to permit the kernels? Answer the Gemara, d'oraisa, when you have mais or sheni independent, that's mais or sheni, outside of the mixture, that's mais or sheni, that is mais or sheni on a biblical level. Whereas the mais or sheni mixed into the mixture is already not mais or sheni on a biblical level, right? It's... It, based on the mixture, it's already not Maaser Sheni. It's only that Midrabanan, they said, since it's a Davar Sheyesh L'Matirim, it wouldn't lose its identity. But when you have to Oraisu Midrabanan Lo Mitztarfi, when you have biblical obligated in Maaser Sheni and rabbinic obligation of Maaser Sheni, they can't combine. So when I said, okay, V'nei Demai, you're saying that the kernels in the mixture are only rabbinically obligated, so bring Demai, bring... You know, something which is rabbinically mais or sheni, demai, that's the grain of an ama aretz, where we suspect he may not have given trumos and mais, so rabbinically he's obligated. So the Gemara says, dilma asila suye vade. That we don't want to do, because maybe he'll bring something which is really certainly mais or sheni. Venesi shte prutos. So the Gemara says, but still, let him bring two copper pennies. Unachalal alayhu. Maser bepruto mechza, and put into a pruta and a half. Let him put into a pruta and a half the maaser sheni of let's say take a the holiness of pruta and a half of maaser sheni. Put it into a pruta and a half of these coins. And then say the other half of pruta of maaser sheni that's in the mixture is into the other, is in to fill up that other half of a pruta value. Nechal al hay al hayach yaseira. So Gemara says, mi savrid pruto mechza tafsa. Do you think that you could take a pruta and a half worth of maaser sheni and put it into, you know, two prutos. Let's say these two coins are now going to hold a prut and a half worth of maaser sheni value. Look, you can't do that. Pruta tafsa pruta. The pruta worth of maaser sheni will go onto one pruta. Vachatzi pruta lo tafsa. Whereas the other half of the pruta, that won't go into the pruta at all. So you're back to the same problem that you have maaser sheni biblically obligated, which is outside of the mixture, and maaser sheni rabbinically obligated, which is what's in the mixture. They can't combine to be able to take their holiness and put it into a coin. So why? V'nesi isar, bring a bigger coin, an isar, put into the isar, two prutos worth of maaser sheni, you're still going to have something left over, and then what's left over, you can take from the mixture and put the holiness of the mixture into that amount that's left over in the coin. When it says that, you wouldn't do because doma asila suye prutos, because then maybe he would bring prutos to do that. Okay, so that completes that
explain
issue.
Explain what you just said because it's very confusing.
So, thank you. The Gemara is saying that when you have grain that's less than a pruta,
right?
The grain is worth less than a pruta. So if that grain was maaser sheni grain, you can take the holiness from the grain and put it into coins that had already been made maaser sheni. Because within those coins, there's some room.
The coins already have been made, Master Sheni?
Yeah, you already took other grains of Master Sheni in the past and put their holiness into these coins.
Those coins are holy already.
With Master Sheni holiness.
Correct, from beginning.
Right, so you could add to them the holiness of some kernels. But the Gemara is saying, if you have kernels that and you don't have any coins, you're not going to be able to take these few kernels and put them anywhere. Because you can't initiate the holiness of Master Sheni if you only have a value that's less than a pruta. So the Gemara was asking, why not? Why can't you, you know, take other Master Sheni and put that Master Sheni into coins, and then you'll have these grains and be able to put these grains into those coins? The Gemara says it's a din d'rabbanan that you can't do so because people might bring two copper coins, and if they try to bring two copper coins, only the full pruta will go into one pruta, but the amount that's less than the pruta won't even go in. And then you're trying to take something from the mixture and put it into the amount, into a pruta. It doesn't work. It's not an equal value. You can't put something which is worth less into a coin that's not worth, that's worth more than what this grain is worth. So since you can't take the holiness off, so you have something which has a prohibition with no easy out. So now you can have the rule of the majority overwhelming it and making it permitted.
When you have coins already as a Master Sheni, how much time you have to give it to the Levi?
You have a long time. The Master Sheni doesn't go to the Levi. You bring it to Yerushalayim, you eat it there.
It is, okay, so you have a long time. There's no limit time on it.
I think the three regalim.
Three festivals, I think.
Yes, the lowest denomination, exactly. Now, the Braisa said that another type of Master Sheni that can't lose its holiness in any way other than a mixture is Shenichnas liYerushalayim viYatza. Master Sheni brought into Yerushalayim and taken out, so therefore it can't be redeemed anymore onto coins. It would lose its identity in a mixture, but it would need to be a majority. Ask the Gemara v'amai, but why is this so? For Lehadavini Eilis, to bring it back into Yerushalayim. So the Gemara answers, Bishanitma, where the Maaser Sheni became Tame and cannot be eaten. Benifrike, so if it became Tame, take the holiness off and put it onto coins. The Amr Belazar said, Minayin Maaser Sheni Shanitma Shepodin Oso. How do we know that if Maaser Sheni becomes Tame, you can take the holiness off and put it into coins, Afilu be Yerushalayim, even in Yerushalayim? Because the Pasuk says, Ki lo suchal se'eso, for you're not able to carry it. Ain't say so. It doesn't mean just to carry. It means you're not able to eat it. El achila. It says, and he took portions of food from before him. So you see that you could, once you can't say so, you can put it into coins. You can't eat it, you can put it into coins. Ella, so the Gemara says, the case is, belakuach, bekesef, Master Sheni. We're talking about where the man had grains of Master Sheni. He put those grains, put the holiness of those grains into money. He took the money up to Yerushalayim. In Yerushalayim, he bought food. And once the food was bought, so now you cannot redeem it anymore. And when he took it out of Yerushalayim, it became tame. So now it's not useful in any way. You can't eat it. If it gets mixed into a mixture, it can lose its identity in the mixture. So Gemara says, why? Even when you use the coins of Master Sheni to buy food, you should be able to take the holiness off of that food. It's not for in a Mishnah. If the food purchased with money of Master Sheni becomes Tameh, you can redeem it, you can take the holiness off. Answers the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda, the Brice is following Rabbi Yehuda, to Amar Yikaver, who says that if food was purchased with money of Maaser Sheni, and then that food becomes Tame, you can't redeem the food anymore, you have to bury it, it's unusable.
If you have a mixture, and is there a relationship to how much grain to lose Maaser Sheni? In other words, if you had if some grains that weren't went the opposite way, in other words, so the majority was Maaser Sheni.
Right.
What, is it still considered no good?
No, that's what we're saying, that if it's Maaser Sheni that's really prohibited, then the majority will permit the entire mixture. Then the whole mixture can be eaten. So ask the Gemara, Irab Yehuda, if it's talking about Rabbi Yehuda, my area yatsa, why does the Braisa say that it was food that went into Yerushalayim and left? Afilu lo yatsa nami, even if it never went out of Yerushalayim, you can't redeem it. Elo'olam betar. So the Braisa that talks about Ma'aser Sheni that came into Yerushalayim is talking about Ma'aser Sheni tahar in Yerushalayim and that was taken out. Umay yatsa, what does it mean that it went out? Denaful mechitzos. It means that the walls of Yerushalayim fell. And since the walls of Yerushalayim fell, you can no longer eat it in Yerushalayim. And since you can't eat it, and once it can't be eaten, it also can't be redeemed. You could only redeem it by means, you could only make it permitted by means of a rov, of a majority. So Gemara asks, Ivama Rava, Rava used to say, Mechitza lechol d'oraisa. The law of a wall to permit you to eat is Ma'aser Sheni is biblical. Mechitzos liklot d'rabanan, and that when Ma'aser Sheni goes into the walls, that it cannot be redeemed anymore. That's only rabbinic law. Mechitzos d'rabanan. When did the rabbis make this decree that you can't redeem it once the walls fell? Or once it went into the walls, it can't be redeemed. When you have the walls. When you don't have the walls. Lo gazer rabbanan, the rabbis didn't make this decree. So therefore, now that there are no walls, you should be able to redeem it. And so the Gemara, lo plug rabbanan. No, it's not true. Whether there were walls or there aren't walls, the rabbis have said, once Ma'aser Sheni comes into Yerushalayim, you can't redeem it. What's that?
If we don't have mechitzos.
Right. So,
what do you mean? In all Yerushalayim?
No, anywhere. Once it came into where there used to be the walls, you can no longer redeem it. Because now it's been brought to Yerushalayim, you can't take the holiness off anymore. Rav Huna bar Yehuda amar Rav Sheshes. Rav Huna bar Yehuda, send him Rav Sheshes. Chada katani, when the Braisa is saying that there's a certain type of Ma'aser Sheni which doesn't have an option of becoming permitted and therefore can be annulled in a mixture. And unlike Truma that needs 100 times the amount to annul it, it can be annulled with a simple majority. It's referring to the following. Ma'aser Sheni she'en bo shaveh pruta. It's grains of Ma'aser Sheni worth less than a pruta. She'nichnas li Yerushalayim v'yatza. That came into Yerushalayim and was taken out. So Gemara asks, Amai, so why is that such a problem? Let's go bring it back into Yerushalayim and eat it there. So Gemara answers, D'nafal mechitzos, where the walls of Yerushalayim have fallen. So you can't eat it. V'nifrake, to redeem it. Amar Rava, Rava didn't Rava say mechitza lechol d'oraisa, so that you need to eat Ma'aser Sheni within a wall. That's biblical. But mechitza liklot d'rabanan, the idea that once Ma'aser Sheni comes to Yerushalayim, you can't redeem it anymore because of the walls, that's only rabbinic. V'chikaz rabbanan kiyistin l'mechitzos. Maybe the rabbis only made their decree when you had the walls. Kiyistin l'mechitzos, when you don't have the walls. Logaz rabbanan, the rabbis didn't make the decree. So even though you brought it into Yerushalayim, you should be able to take the holiness off and put it onto grain, onto coins and eat this grain. So I said, that assumption is wrong. Lo plug rabbanan, the rabbis did not make a distinction. Ihachi, if that's the case, my iria ain bo shava pruta, fili yesh bo shava pruta. Then why is the issue that it's not worth a pruta, even if it be worth a pruta? It's like, my says, lomi baya kama. I don't even need to tell you. Lomi baya yesh bo, dukalal imachitzos. Even if it, I don't have to tell you if it has a pruta that the walls absorb it. Aval ain bo, but if it doesn't have a pruta, aim a low cultural imachitzos. I would think if it didn't have a pruta, then the walls would not make it unable to be redeemed. Mashmalan that they do so.